This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me. Yeah. Time is money, so don't f*** my mind. Seeing out with my girls, I'ma have a good time. Step back with your chit-chat, killing my vibe. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. iPhone camera flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me, okay. I mean, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle. Yeah. Cruise through life and I'm feeling on track. If you can't keep up, then you better fall back. 'Cause money look better when I see it all stacked up. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie.
This is FUBAR Radio and I am Harriet Rose. Hello, it's 2017 and it is our first show of the year. I've just realised these aren't plugged in. My earphones aren't plugged in and I've got my earphones on and I couldn't hear anything and I was like, oh, they're not plugged in. There they are. 2017 kicking off to a fabulous start.
Oh, lots changed.
Natalie King is back, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How are you? How's 2017 treating you?
It's been okay. My headphones are plugged in, so that's a good start.
I mean, fucking well done to you. What a whopper of a show we have for you today, guys. You, Me at Six is coming up, the interview we did last week with those guys, because they've got a brand new album that is out now. Gruff Salter from Edgerton Pink Gin is going to be coming in to show us all the ways of gin. Now, this gin is pink, to make the boys wink. And also, he's going to be making cocktails with said pink gin. Mm. And we're going to be drinking them.
Here we are.
Whoop, whoop. So that's very exciting. And also, we have XL coming into the studio. Mm-hmm. And Belly Squad is going to be on the phone.
A lot.
A lot.
Packed.
Plus, we're kicking off a new thing on the show, which is Artist of the Month. Because on this show, we talk a lot about new music and we like to praise and give a lot of airtime to the new musicians in the world right now. So each month we're going to pick an artist that we think is fucking amazing. We're going to talk about them every week and play one song every week for the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably going to give you different facts about the person every week.
For sure.
Today, our artist is Rae Black. She has just won the BBC Sound Poll and she's humongously fantastic and very talented, but we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. Plus, we've got music news and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Music news and reviews.
There they are. You can press Desert Island Dicks if you want as well.
Desert Island Dicks.
We'll have a few of those as well. We had some great Christmas Desert Island Dicks at the end of last year. Of course, we've got Last Request.
Yeah. What does it need to be, though?
Banger, not ballad.
There she is.
So, banger, not ballad.
Oh, my God.
Banger, not ballad.
Help!
Okay, that's enough of that.
Is there a ghost in the studio, or is someone just trying to fuck up my day on today's show? I can't tell. But anyway, actually, I think that's quite rude of me to say, because that is your voice.
Yeah, it is, actually. Thanks for that.
Fucking up my day there.
Always.
So send us in your last request, hashtag last request at Fubar Radio, and tell us what song you'd like to hear for us to close the show. It can be any song, but it cannot be a song that is a ballad. It has to be a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Play it again now and see if it does a repeat. He thinks it's funny.
Banger, not ballad.
No, I didn't want to repeat.
Oh, I was like, oh,
it's a shame.
Is it coming back again?
No, it's
not today. We're also going to be playing some of the brand new songs of 2017. This is a very, very exciting year, I feel. I've just done a little video that will be going out on the socials tomorrow all about how 2017 is going to be better than 2016. Don't you agree now?
Oh, it has to be, surely.
We had a fucking real shitter of a 2016.
We did.
But 2017 is already shaping up to be pretty sexy, mm-hmm. if I'm not going to lie. And we'll kick that off with playing a bit of Rag & Bone Man, because he's a 2017 man, Brit's Critics' Choice Award winner.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? See it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me, don't put your blame on me. Me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me, don't put the blame on me.
I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
So this man from Singapore has revealed that he married his pet snake because it looks like his dead girlfriend. Now, wherever he goes, the pet snake is by his side. His neighbours call him the man with the snake.
Inventive.
Very creative.
Didn't even capitalise the thing. You can't even make a film about this guy. He's screwing. He's just the man with the snake.
Kind of peek on every other person who owns a snake. Like, any, it could be anything. Like, yeah. You're forever now known as the man wears the jumper. I wear jumpers. No, I coined it.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You know me, now and then I'm a mess, please don't hold that against me. I'm a girl with a temper and heat, I know I can be crazy. But I'm not just a fuck up, I'm the fuck up you need. I don't hear nobody when you focus on me. Perfectly imperfect, yeah, I hope that you see. Tell me you see. Cause I know that you've been thinking about it.
Around you, baby, let me tell you, you are everything you are. Losing my words, I don't know where to start. But baby, don't leave me. Shut your mind off and let your heart hear me. I won't trade this for nothing. I may not ever get my shit together, but ain't nobody gonna love you better.
Snake Hips, don't leave. Joining me in the studio right now is XL, who just dropped his track Down Low. How's it going?
I'm good, good. Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling? How's 2017 going for you so far?
2017 is great so far. I just graduated 2 days ago.
Did
from,
you?
From my master's degree.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So it's a good start to the year.
And how did you do? How was your degree? Was it enjoyable? Did you have a good time?
Of course, yeah. It's different from... course, music and all that.
Yeah.
Because I did mechanical engineering.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know it's something very, very important to the world.
Exactly.
But it's something that my mind boggles.
Mm.
So you're a mechanical engineer and a musician.
Yeah.
So how does that meet? How do those two worlds meet, or do they not meet at all?
They don't necessarily meet. You just have to make it work, you know?
You're just an intelligent boy who needs to put his mind to lots of different things.
Yeah, so I do as much as I can.
Oh, my God.
Don't limit myself.
I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
I don't even know what mechanical engineering is, let alone having an entire master's degree in it. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What a smashing way to start 2017 as well.
I know.
Let's have a little chat about Down Low.
Yeah.
So it's featuring Alicia Imura, who's from Australia. How did you guys get together?
Yeah, she was in the UK touring with Agent Sasko.
Sick.
So we kind of linked up, and I already had the song Down Low. I'd recorded most of it about 2-3 years before. Nah, yeah.
So this has been waiting in the wings.
Yeah, it was literally just there. And then we linked up with Alicia and sent her a few tracks. Of course, she was feeling it. And I actually forgot about Down Low. And that was the last track I sent her. And we're like, that's the one.
It was almost like the universe was like putting it into your head, because they were like, this is the one.
This is the one, exactly. So I just brought it back out and updated it. She did her part, I did my part, merged it up.
And you got together for the video as well.
Of course.
Which is loads of fun. Did you have fun making it?
All day. It was splendid.
And were you the mind behind the video, or did you have some help? Did other people get involved with it?
Well, I'd say a joint effort, but it was mostly from the director. Shout out Chaz Apeti.
And you had a lot of fun making it, which is the most important thing, I think, when you're making a video in music. You've just got to have fun. Do you think it is the most fun part of putting the track out, is making the video?
I would say so, actually.
Looks fun from over here, just so you
definitely
know.
Definitely, you could have a drink or two, you know, just loosen up.
And yes.
Smile for the camera.
We like that. Also, yeah. I like the idea of getting a little bit drunk and making a music video. I like to get drunk and make this show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it works.
Of course, why not?
I mean, I haven't started yet, but I mean, it could happen at any point. So let's get a little bit down to you as an artist. What would you say are your musical influences? What's made you the guy you are today, the performer you are today?
Music has always been part of me, to be honest. I started off drumming in church, and then I just figured, I was like, if I can drum, I should be able to make my own beats, right? Because at that point I was just a songwriter. I used to drum and I used to write songs, so it was a puzzle on how do you get the beats done. So I started, kept trying, and I produce most of my music now. So it's literally just been a growing stage. It's, music was born with me, so I literally just had to tap into it.
And drumming is like the bass line, it's the backbone of music. So I guess if you learn that first, yeah. Do you find it hard to stand at the front of the stage? Do you just want to run back and get on the drum sometimes?
To be honest, I wish I could merge the two. I wish I could bring the drum to the front of the stage.
You should do it.
Yeah, I know. I've actually been thinking about that. I'll do that in the future. I would sing a bit and then just go and kill the drums and surprise everybody.
I think that sounds like a very good vibe to go for 2017.
Yeah, I know.
XL, drums, vocals, everything. You can just merge some engineering into there somehow. Just make it an all-around fantastic performance.
Yeah.
So what is coming up in 2017 for you? What's your sort of goals for the next year?
Oh, 2017. First of all, I have a new single coming out soon.
Very exciting. Tell us a bit about it.
Exciting. It's called Naughty Girl.
Ooh.
It's for all the naughty girls, of course.
I
don't know if there's any naughty girl in the building.
Very much. Both of us. Mostly her.
Then it's for you. The song is for you. It will be out later this month, before the end of the month. And definitely before the end of the year, you'll see a lot more features with other artists, reggae artists, dancehall artists, Afrobeats artists. Even some grime artists. You know.
Ooh, tasty. So on the note of collaboration, who would be your sort of, like, dream collaboration? Like, who could you
dream?
Who would you like die to work with?
Chronix.
You know, Chronix? Yeah. That would be sick.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite artists at the moment.
Shout out to Chronix if you're listening.
Shout out to Chronix because his vibe is different. I know it's still reggae. It's like new school reggae. It's like modern reggae.
Yeah.
So I vibe with that, definitely. I would love to do a song with him.
Let's try and make it happen, guys.
Come on.
And are you going to be are you going to be getting out on stage over the next few months? Are you going to be performing anywhere live that we can tell people about?
Definitely, I have a few shows coming up. Nothing is confirmed at the moment. I just opened for Doneo a few weeks ago.
Sick.
Yeah, and definitely there are a few more shows, but we're just taking it step by step. I want to release the new single first. I'm still working on that. No, it has to be a masterpiece. So, definitely.
Well, as an engineer, you must be a perfectionist. So, you need to work
sometimes
on this.
Sometimes I think that's a problem, you know?
Yeah. Never a problem in music. Look at Kanye West. He changed his album after he released it. Like,
yeah, true. True.
It can happen.
It's like it never ends.
Yeah.
You can always make it better some way, somehow.
Exactly. On this show, we play a little game.
Okay.
And I'd like to play this game with you. And you're the first person to play the game in 2017.
Hey, let's get it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be big. This game is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks. All right.
Don't be scared. XL, I'm going to send you to a desert island, right? And on this desert island, you have one song to listen to. And you'll hear it over and over again for your whole time on this desert island.
Okay.
And it's the worst possible song you can imagine listening to over and over again on a desert island. That is your desert island dick.
Okay.
So, XL, what would you say was your desert island dick?
To be honest, you probably won't know the song. But it's a very... It's not... It's definitely a desert island dick. It's by an artist called Vico. V-I-C-O.
Yeah.
Right. He's Nigerian, but trust me, the name of the song is After Party.
And is it rubbish?
So to speak. Yeah, you should check it out and, I mean, vibe to it. Look at the video.
I kind of want you to sing it to me now that you've...
Hey, okay. Ready for the after party. Ready for the after party. Yop. That's literally the song.
Oh my God, I think I'm quite into that.
Yop.
I think let's have an after party to that song.
Trust me.
But I think it would be quite hard to listen to that on an island on your own where there's no after party and there never will
I'll
be.
I'll drown. I'll just go into the water.
Yeah.
I'll drown.
We're not going to make you go, so don't worry.
Thank you very much.
But if I do have to send you, it will be with that song, After Party.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
We've absolutely loved having you.
Will you make sure that you come back when you're releasing your new music?
Of course.
Maybe we can do a little live acoustic performance type thing. You could bring the drums, or I could bring the drums and you can play them.
I'd love that.
And I can watch.
Trust.
Sort of weird drum porn. XL, Wicked, thank you so much for coming. Please, can you introduce Download for us?
Hey. I go by the name XL, and right about now, you're about to listen to my new single featuring Alicia Imura all the way from Australia, because it's an international flex. The name of the song is Down Low, Enjoy, share with your friends, look at the video on YouTube. It's 100%, trust me.
Yeah!
She moves like a belly dancer. Love me when she gets down low. She a good dancer. So me love me when she gets down low. She gets down low. Make me love me when she gets down low. She gets down low. Yeah. Love me when she gets down low. She gets down. Yeah, she gets down. No, she gets down. Love me when she gets down low. She gets down. She gets down. No, she gets down. Love me when she gets down low. Yeah. Ghana girl, them a roll it up. Yeah, you know say them a roll it up. Nigerian girl, them a roll it up. Yeah, you know say them a roll it up. Caribbean, them a roll it up. Yeah, them a roll it up. My London girl, them a roll it up. No, you know say them a roll it up.
You know when I drive
them dancer. Love me when she gets down low. She a good dancer. So me love you when she gets down low. She gets down low. So me love you when she gets down low. She gets down low. Yeah. Love me when she gets down low. She gets down. Yeah, she gets down. No, she gets down. Love me when she gets down low. She gets down. Get down, no she get down, nothing when she get down low, yeah. Trinidad girl, them a roll it up, yeah. They say them a roll it up. Australian girl, them a roll it up, yeah. They say them a roll it up. Japanese girl, them a roll it up, you know. They say them a roll it up. Even your sisters, we a roll it up, yeah. They say them a roll it up.
You know when I drop it low, this time you gon' get it. Love it when I take control.
Crib and zip your dress, girl, I know you like it. Girl, I love it when you put it on me. You can have another bottle on me. You ain't got nothing on me. That's why I come here to stay. Cause your sexiness on 100%. So me no never go and let go.
Why she sexy?
Ooh.
Nobody like a rocket line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come again to your sexiness on 100%. So me no never go and let go. Ghana girl, them a roll it up. No say them a roll it up. Nigerian girl, them a roll it up. No say them a roll it up. Caribbean, them a roll it up. Them a roll it up. My London girl, them a roll it up. No say them a roll it up. Them a roll it up. Take it from the bottom straight to the top. Roll it up, no. Stop, stop. And then I roll it up, take it from the bottom straight to the top. Roll it up, yeah, yeah. Drop.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
And we are joined by the Godfather.
What's happening, my brother?
Yes, man. Rodney P in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You good?
Should give a new name other than hip hop, because that mumble mouth thing is not what we do.
Yeah, the mumble rap.
A mumble rap. Dumble. Yeah. Yeah. Dumble. Yeah. Dumble. Yeah. Dumble. Yeah.
But fuck the police, because
it was a bit of a
night. Oh, burning up the mic.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. That's it.
Peace in the mouth.
That's the hits.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, man, this shit gotta be club, car, and pussy at the highest level, nigga.
Bitch, I'm shit.
Feel me?
The niggas ain't this. Feel me? 9/11 on my wrist. Feel me? Not the time, but the whip, bitch. Feel me? Kylie Jenner thick, you gotta feel me. Happy birthday, here's a Benz. Feel me? First, last name, Rich. Feel me? Yeah, bitch, I'm shit. Feel me? We at the highest level, yeah, I know you feel me. I'm at the dealership, like, what's the dealie? Usher Raymond chain, it's too chilly.
Usher Raymond chain, it's too chilly.
I need my cash money, your melly, your melly, your melly, your melly. These bitches is litty, my niggas is litty, we lit up the city, you feel me? Feel me? My hitters is hungry, we hit up the city, the skirt off and eating a Billy. Take a shot, but can't get that python through customs. 100K for the PJ, fuck it, garment bags, no nuggets, feel me? Getting money, you relate,
feel me?
Bank account lifting weights,
feel me?
Let my niggas through the gate,
feel me?
Bel Air Estates,
huh.
Hansen's with the cake,
Millie.
I'm hands on with that cake,
Millie.
I need my bitches 8-1, I got a lot at stake, feel me? We at the highest level, yeah, I know you feel me. I'm at the dealership, like, what's the dealie? Usher Raymond chain, it's too chilly.
Usher Raymond chain, it's too chilly. Kim K thick, you gotta feel me. At the dealership, like, what's the dealie? Usher Raymond chain, it's too chilly. Usher Raymond Chain is too chill. Flew in for the fight, that's that thug life. Pac sitting shotgun next to Suge Knight. Coogee, 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 coogee on. Feel like I'm in the movie homes. Texted my consigliere, tell the maid, leave the jacuzzi on. That Calabasas cross a sweatshirt. I wear it to a meeting like a dress shirt. Top shot, I put the pressure. Jamaican nigga with the mesh shirt. There's levels to my retail. The devil's in the detail. Niggas be typing hard as hell, going heavy metal on the email. Niggas be so emo. Catch feelings like a female. Get quiet as a church mouse. Phone sounding like a seashell. Niggas get so choked up, I had to bring back the spree wells.
We at the highest level, yeah, I know you feel me. I'm at the dealership, like what's the dealie? Usher Raymond Chain, it's too chilly.
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 That was brand new one from Tyga featuring his brother-in-law, sort of, Kanye West. Feel me.
I did feel him.
Feel him.
I did feel him.
Feel me.
I feel you.
Cool. Thank you so much to XL for coming to the studio. What a sweetheart.
He's lovely, man.
A degree in engineering. I keep talking about that. It's pretty... That is like one of the hardest things you can do with engineering.
It's so hard that we don't... I don't know what it meant either.
But no. Do you know what it means? It's like the things that happen in life... are done with engineering. Like, this room was built by someone who engineered it to not fall down.
Very good. Cars, I always think cars are engineering.
Cars is true, but it's like, I always say that to people and they're like, that's like one of, just one of the things that engineers do.
Engineered, yeah. We sound so dumb.
We are dumb, mostly. So, as I said, we're going to be doing a new monthly Artist of the Month. Monthly Artist of the Month.
Yep.
That's definitely the title.
TBC.
And this month is going to be Ray Black. Now, she is amazing. As I said earlier, she won the BBC Sound Poll, and we're going to be playing two of her songs because that's how much we love her. And we're going to kick off this one. We're going to kick off the first one with her track, My Hood. This is a track all about her hood. She was actually born in Nigeria, but she was raised in Catford, and this track is all about how much she loves Catford. It's featuring Stormzy, which, a little anecdote about that, she met Stormzy at a workshop, like a thing about, you know, I guess meeting your heroes type thing. And she was like, when the time is right, I'm going to work with you. And then...
It happened. He said the time is right. Did he say or did she say?
I don't know. I think probably they both said it together at the same time.
Exactly the same time, like magic.
The time is right.
And then it just, My Hood appeared.
My Hood appeared, and it's a tune. So after this, we're going to talk at length about Ray Black and why she's amazing and all about her music, and then we're going to play another song. But let's kick it off. So this is Ray Black, My Hood, featuring Stormzy.
Socks and sliders everywhere and every day. Full English breakfast at a cafe, not a cafe. No, no, baby, we don't let strangers come our way. But you should come to my hood, my hood, my hood. My hood, my hood. You should come to my hood, my hood, my hood. Yeah, you should come to my hood, my hood, my hood, my hood. You should come to my hood, my hood, my hood. Barely anyone in school after 15. We're chasing paper, think blueberries should be green. Should come to my hood, my hood, my hood.
from a hood where niggas make their money, then they move. The woman in the Caribbean shop is always rude, trying to get a patty just to compliment my food. So why you gotta tell my friends to move? No, we gotta balls the food when we see the feds spin it. Bear wagwans, I ain't seen you for a minute. Coming from the land of wings and chicken fillets, where your friend might not be able to read, but he can bill it. You can see why that's a problem, any given problem. Staring in my face, I'ma ask you what's the problem. You can be Bane or you can be Robin, but we've had a lot of dark nights living up in Coffin, man. There's babies having babies, man, it's crazy up in my hood. Shit's got me praying that I die good. Where we rather buy guns before we buy books. Where they left us in the dark, so we like Kush.
There's no place like home, no place like home. Buy me any ticket, I don't wanna go to a town where there's no one like me round. Don't take me there or anywhere. Hey. Come to my hood, my hood, my hood.
Artist of the month for us this week on the Harriet Rose Show, Fubar Radio. What an incredible voice.
She's got an amazing voice.
She's got a butter melting voice, is what I like to describe it as. Butter melting. Mm. Which is, I love butter and I love melted butter.
But
so
we don't like hard butter, and she has a soft butter melting voice. So
butter.
That's why she's good, yeah.
Yeah. And also she's good because she's quite talented as well.
But there is that, as well as melting also. Butter, she's quite talented.
So yeah, that was My Hood featuring Stormzy, which came out a little while ago. There's a video out for it as well, featuring her and the man himself. Mm-hmm. She's won the BBC Sound Poll, and she's the first artist to win the BBC Sound Poll that is not signed to a record label. She going through a record label called Cobalt, which is Cobalt Label Services, which is where they do all the things that a label does, but you are an independent artist, you are not signed to a label. It's very clever. Mm. And it's a new wave of artists that are doing this. Obviously, we spoke to MIA earlier in the year, who was we were talking to her about this, about how record labels are changing and people don't need to be signed to them to become big artists. Skepta being a very good example of that. And the first of his kind to not the first of his kind, but one of the first to really smash it.
Yeah.
As an independent artist. So it's a really exciting time for someone like Rae Black, because she's getting the recognition she deserves. She's a very talented artist. I've got some facts about her that you might like to know.
Please tell me.
Her favourite artists right now are Anderson .Paak.
Good choice.
Nadia Rose.
Of course.
And Steph London.
Yes.
Or Steph London, I don't know. I like, basically, it's Steph London is how you pronounce it, but I like the fact that it's Steph London.
Yeah.
It's very clever. She was actually an artist late last year that I was like, oh my God, obsessed. Steph London is like sick. No, and we already had Nadia Rose on the show.
I know, she's been on very early in the year. She came on, didn't she, last year?
She's very honest and open in her lyrics as well. Mm-hmm. And she describes it as cathartic. She talks a lot about things, you know, that people need to hear about. Yeah. You're laughing at me, but I'm being serious.
Sorry.
Because I'm really clever about stuff. I say words really well. I love that my job is to say words and I can't even do that. As I said, she's unsigned. She's just a really exciting, promising artist to win the Sound Poll, because she's done it kind of on her own, in the sense that she's not signed to a label. She's doing it herself, and she's still got the success that, you know, she needs to. She's also, you know, M&EK.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pal of M&EK. They've okay. known each other since they were youngsters. Her track Chill Out, which, because we're going to be playing, just to explain, we're going to be playing her songs every week. We're going to be giving you different facts and information about her. This week, we're going to give you this rather sumptuous, sexy overview of her career and her music. But each week, we'll give you a little bit more information. And next week, we're going to be playing her track Chill Out, which features SG Lewis, which has a rather amazing video which she it's sort of tackles the homophobia in Jamaica, and it's all from a Vice documentary that she watched about the Gully Queens, which is a small band of trans and gay young people who've lived, I'm quoting here from Vogue, who actually premiered the video, who lived embattled lives at the outermost margins of the country that Time magazine once called the most homophobic place on earth. And it features these women sort of being beautiful and fantastic.
Mm.
And it's just a really incredible video, and she's using it to raise awareness. And also, you can go and support the Gully Queens, because they're trying to, they're doing a campaign to try and raise money for these people to pull them out of the sort of, because they're living in pure fear and poverty, because the people won't rent them housing or give them jobs because of their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do it. You go to GoFundMe /Save the Gully Queens of Jamaica. And it's just a fantastic video as well. It's really beautiful. But that's another thing I just love about Rae Black, is that she is using her music and her position to raise awareness for things that she feels passionate about. And also, she's really good at singing.
Yeah, as well. She's got it all.
I think 2017 is going to be, I mean, sound poll is obviously a scary thing, because Adele won the sound poll. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists that have gone on to sort of change music and make big waves have won this thing. And I think she is going to change things, actually, as an unsigned artist winning. Especially being supported by the BBC and like a big sort of conglomerate
to get behind her. Yeah, absolutely.
Very exciting.
Bit of pressure, I imagine, as well.
I think she's feeling from all the articles I've been reading, totally shocked.
Yeah
because we talked about the BBC sample last year, didn't we, at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an array of fabulous, fantastic artists on there, and she was really chuffed to be part of that. She was in an article I was reading, she was saying how happy she was to be in with such talented people and sort of talented peers.
Yes,
I love saying the word peers. Piers, not Piers Morgan.
No, don't say that.
Not him. Nothing to do with him. No. Absolutely nothing to do with him. So, to celebrate Ray, we're going to play another song. This is actually a song that she dropped this year, in 2017.
Fresh.
It's a freestyle, and it's called Patience, and it's really nice. And we just want to send all of our love and congratulations to Rae Black, and thank you for being our artist of the month. We're going to try and get her on the phone or something during the month,
yeah,
to try and get her to say hello. If she can fit it in, because she's busy. Like the busiest person in the history of the world right now, I'm sure. But we love you, Rae, and thank you for being our artist of the month. This is her brand new track, Patience.
What's up with all the new faces? These days everybody wanna be famous. Don't wanna study, wanna make it on the A-list. They swap their dignity for hits, ain't got no patience. 'Cause everybody wants a portion of the devil's pie without caution. Don't know it's gonna cost a fortune to sell your soul. Pride, 'cause you're deprived. This career suicide to sign without your mind. Then they monopolize your enterprise and leave you paralyzed. Ha, be on your grind and take your time. Pay no mind to the dollar sign. Don't let the moolah make you blind, or you will find your name on the guest list. A house on a necklace. Well known and respected. Lamborghini not rented till your money going right down. No single ready right now. You ain't got no more hits. Label said you're dismissed. They're running just to get in first place. Slow and steady wins the race.
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I really like my boyfriend and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be shit. Like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it. You're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore. So here's my compromise. You watch me.
I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody? Of course she is. She's Hannah Whitten.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
For been running around for so long, now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for, and you got a heart full of gold, and that's really turning me on. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. Yeah, yes. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. You got something that I ain't seen before. You've opened a million doors. All I can say is I adore. You got something that I ain't seen before. Hold me, cause baby, I'm yours. Oh, I can't wait until we get home. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. So I wanna say, yeah, just say. So we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual. So we should be sexual.
FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, and on the line right now I have Josh and Max from You, Me at Six. How's it going, boys?
Very well, Harriet. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Auld Lang Syne and all that shit.
I know, right?
You guys must be incredibly excited. Your album Night People is out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you feeling in the run-up?
Feel good. I feel like an athlete who's been training for the Olympics for the last 4 years, and I'm ready to run the 100-metre sprint against Usain Bolt.
Yeah, you Usain Bolt.
You are Mo Farah then, basically. No, Mo Farah is a long-distance runner. I'm Josh Franceschi running against Usain Bolt. Okay. Don't you forget it, I baby. Won't forget that.
You guys know your Olympic heroes.
Well, Mo Farah's a local. He's a gooner. He's an Arsenal fan, but he's also from Teddington as well.
So, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Teddington. They've got the golden post box for him. I'm obviously a local. I like Teddington.
Absolute lad.
Yeah, right. Big up for Mo Farah. But yeah, obviously I think we're very excited to release our new record, Night People. Obviously it's,
we've had it finished now since summertime. We've been drip feeding songs to people since then, really, with the song Night People and going into Swear and Give and Heavy Soul. But I think it's that moment now, the day before releasing the records for everybody to listen to as a whole project. And really, we just hope people enjoy it as much as we did making it.
I'm absolutely, to be honest, I listened to the album and I really, really love the sound. I feel like you guys have sort of changed a little bit your sound. It's sort of like gone to another level. Can you tell me a bit about this? Do you agree with me or am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, I think you're absolutely right, and I think
you're barking up the right tree.
Thank God for that.
The owner's thrown the ball and you've gone off and chased it and brought it back to him. Basically I feel like, look, it's as simple as this. UMIT6 have always, you know, tried to progress, and we've never tried to do anything overly drastic. This is just our next sort of organic step, musically and as songwriters. And you know, in a sense, you grow up and you wear a certain jumper or jacket or whatever. You're not going to wear that exact same jacket or jumper 5 years later or 10 years later or however long it is. And things do change and people change and tastes change. And the bands and artists we were listening to when we've made records in the past, we don't necessarily listen to as much anymore. And as songwriters as well, we wanted to progress and move forward and evolve. And I think the thing about us five, which has always worked so well, is, you know, we're all five of us write music. You know, it's not just one of us that writes it and everyone sort of is a sheep and follows. We're all very passionate and all very involved, and I think we've all just encouraged each other to take some risks and evolve as a band. And I think the essence of all great UMIT6 songs and our great records in the past, if you want to call them that, are somewhat present in this album. But yes, we have taken some steps into a slightly different direction, but I think that's healthy, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's also with the help of the producer Jakir King, who's worked with a lot of great artists. You know, he's a Grammy award-winning producer for his work with Kings of Leon, but he's also worked with James Bay and Norah Jones and Tom Waits. So it's somebody very different to come and work with our band on that scale instantly. And he pushed us as musicians to record this record live, which we've never done before, but you can really feel that when you listen back to the tracks. And we had a lot more time to naturally let these songs evolve instead of rushing them, you know. I think really when you let songs develop naturally, they're going to become the best they can be. And the 10 songs we put on this record all naturally developed over the course from 2015 to 2016.
I feel as well, this must be why I heard on the grapevine that you guys had over 50 songs that were in the running for this album. That sort of totally makes sense now that I've heard what you just said, because if you're all working this hard and this intensely, you're going to come out with way more than you need. Tell me how easy it was or how difficult it was to whittle it down to the album that it is now.
Well, I think it was from 50 songs / ideas. It was easy to kind of condense that down to
40 of them were ideas.
I think it was easy to get it down to about 25 to 20 songs, but then when it was narrowing it down to the 12 we recorded with Jakir, that was quite difficult because that was a very, not nitty-picky process, but it was just making sure we were picking the right songs. And even to the point, the 12 we recorded with Jakir, we didn't put two on the record because we didn't feel like it made sense, you know. I think this record,
a cohesive body of work.
Yeah, we wanted this record to feel like a journey from start to finish, you know. We've never made a record that kind of has that feel, you know. And even when we were playing back the 12 songs, we were like, well, there's two songs that don't really sit so well for us, so let's just make it a 10-song album that we think's perfect in our opinion. And we're really happy with it. And, you know, I think when you bottle down songs like that, you kind of get an idea of what the album's meant to sound like as well, from having 50 songs to 10 songs.
I think as well, it's really exciting that you guys have so much in you that you're, you know, wanting to give. And always you can have those songs for the next album, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I think they'll be a bit crappy by the time we get to the next one, won't they?
There'll probably be another 50 songs in you
exactly.
For the next one, let's be honest.
We hope, anyway.
Also, I heard that you wrote down, when you started this album, you wrote down all of the things that you guys have achieved as a band, which is a huge, huge amount. You're massive in the music industry. As this album is already proving, you know, the singles are being picked up left, right and centre. How did you feel that process helped you create this album? Because I think it's a really positive and great thing to do for everybody, not just musicians, to write down sort of achievements when they're sort of working on their next project. How did it affect you guys?
I think it, well, I think for us it affected us in the manner whereby we had look, when you're in a when you're on the train, you it everything's in fast forward mode. So I can safely say that I can't remember really stopping in the last 10 years, and everything's been so quick. And I remember we just come off the main stage at Isle of Wight. We were playing main supports to the Black Keys, and I think we were all sort of coming off being like, can't believe we've just done that. That was something we never thought we'd ever do. And our agent turned around to us and said, you know, I want you all to just take a moment over the next few months before you start writing and just really let what's happened over the last, you know, in particular the last 8 years of your lives, really understand what that means and the magnitude of that. And, you know, whatever comes next, but you've got to look back on your past with great pride and really soak that up. And I guess we sort of used it as, it was part of, I guess our past is always going to be part of the DNA for us moving forward, but it really helped us understand what it was we've achieved and what we want to achieve moving forward. And I think it was, you know, when you put it all down on paper and you think about what we've done as five lads from Surrey, it really is, you know, something that, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little Josh Franceschi statue in Weybridge High Street in the next 10 years. You know what I mean?
Be like that guy on the post box
from O'Farrell. There you go. I'm joking, but that would be quite funny. If it
you two together, I think, would be good. I think yeah. That would make a lot of sense.
Me and Max just cuddling.
Yeah.
There's lots of photos of me and Max cuddling. Usually we're drunk somewhere around the world having a cuddle.
But also Mo Farah should be there as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because he's an Arsenal fan.
It's very important that he's there as well. Yeah, I think, to be honest, when I read about that, I felt very inspired myself, and I think a lot of people should take inspiration from that, because I think it's a very important thing to sort of stop and calibrate and realise how, you know, how exciting life is, and you do sort of let it go by, you know, so quickly. We've all just experienced that with Christmas and New Year gone in a second. Yeah. But it's really comes across in the album as well, with the passion and also the fact that it's recorded live. It takes it to another level, and it's such a wicked album. This is a really hard question, I think,
okay.
To ask bands. But describe the album in three words if you can.
Rock and roll.
Yes,
that is three words.
That is three words, and it can be and or just the word N, because that is a word.
We just like N.
Yeah,
just
we'll leave N. it with N. On the side note, you're off on tour in April, which is going to be really sick. You're doing loads of venues across the UK, and you're in Alexandra Palace in London on the 15th of April. What is the sort of prep for You, Me at Six when you're about to go and tour? What are the most important things you need to get done before you go?
Well, we'll be practicing heavily in probably a lot of the songs that we've ever written before, so we have a wide choice of what we're actually going to play for the tour. But we're also, it's about going through the production and how we want the stage to look and what we want to be involved with the show as well. So there'll be a lot of detail on that. And really just, I think it's just about having fun building up towards it, because you can also forget it can be like very stressful, but it's meant to be an enjoyable time for us as well. It's us basically coming back and playing live shows again for the first time in a few years. So we just want to enjoy ourselves, and hopefully the audience will enjoy themselves as well when they come see the show.
And are there any must-have items that you need to have when you go on tour? Like, obviously a toothbrush, but I'm talking about something a bit different that you definitely know. Without that, you would not survive being on tour.
I've got coffee over in the studio.
Oh, no! Searing coffee all over you.
Yeah,
so it's gone cold, but where's that yet?
Yeah, so you might have to bleep that one out.
No, don't worry, you can say fuck, shit or bugger on this show, so do
well,
not worry about that.
Fuckery-do, there
yes.
we go. So,
sorry, what was the question? I was mortified that I've just
spilled coffee
it.
Everywhere.
Apologies.
Are you okay? Like, I feel
oh, yeah, no,
for you.
I'm golden.
Oh, I feel bad, because that is horrible, not only for the heat, but also for the smell afterwards. No, my question was, we were just talking about tour. Is there an item that you absolutely have to have when you go off on tour?
My sanity.
Surely
my brain.
Not.
Yeah.
For me personally, it's either a book or
or a laptop.
I'm gonna have to call Max out on this, right? I don't honestly.
Recently,
I room with him as well. I don't think I've ever seen the guy read a book on the road ever.
It's only recent. I've only started picking up books.
How
recently?
As in, like this morning?
No, like summer. It was like summer. I started picking up. It was the first time in 10 years, bearing in mind. So I don't really know what it's like on the road.
Actually, to be fair, he did lend me a book recently. So maybe
is it Harry Potter?
No, it's not. It was a Keith Richards, isn't it? Keith Richards autobiography.
Yeah, I gave you Keith Richards and I gave you Anthony Kiedis as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, two very good books.
I think...
So
I've got, go yeah. on. No, go
I
on.
Just, I was just going to say, I've got Bruce Springsteen to read now, Born to Run, so...
So that's going to be tour. That's going to be the tour reading. That'll what about you, Josh?
Apart from your sanity.
Yeah, what is my... I mean, for me, I think it's usually... Well, on these next few tours, it's going to be... I only just sort of recently got back into playing the guitar and I want to really try and get better at that because it's something I've really enjoyed sparking up again. But I think in general, it's usually just a copy of whatever FIFA is out at that moment in time.
Very important.
Yeah, and a lock, a little padlock for the back lounge. Everyone just leaves me alone whilst I play FIFA. But I'm trying to desperately change my habits moving forward. But as a collective, I think it would probably be we always take out some sort of sound system for the dressing room because I think to listen to tunes before you go on, and you know, that's always quite a funny part of our processes, watching everybody making their, I guess we'd even call it pre-drinking in a way, like where everyone's sitting there. Matt is usually making brambles or gin and tonics and everyone's making a drink and getting ready for the show. So I think some sort of UE Boom or Sonos system is what we usually take out of that.
Oh, nice. Bit of a pre-lash, you could say, if you were being really laddie.
That one more time?
Pre-lash. I'm just saying you could call it a pre-lash.
Oh, pre-lash.
If you were being really laddie.
Yeah, especially, yeah. And especially if we're like going to suddenly be in the next In Betweeners movie as well.
Yes, exactly. Is there any, actually, this is a good one. Is there any like specific song? Because it's usually something quite shocking that bands like to listen to or artists like to listen to before they go on, like quite separate from their own style of music. Is there anything like that? Or do you kind of listen to your own music and music similar to the stuff you make?
I kind of like playing dark punk before we go on.
Yes.
Because it's quite a party, atmospheric kind of sound and gets everybody in the mood, you know. When Around the World comes on, you're definitely doing a dance.
Oh, yeah. True. I can imagine the dance as well. I'm pretty sure I know exactly the dance that you probably do.
Yeah, it's the Ricky Gervais dance.
Yeah. Wicked. Well, I'm so excited for Night People to be out. I'm lucky enough to be able to have a little listen to it. But tomorrow, you guys can go and actually buy it. So go ahead and get it. Before you guys go, I've got a little game that I'd love to play with you, if you don't mind.
Sure, of course.
So we play the game on our show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Right.
Now, in this game, it's not what it sounds like, I promise. I send you guys, and you're going to have to answer on behalf of You, Me at Six. I send you guys to a desert island, and I make you pick the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with on this desert island, and that is your desert island dick.
Right.
So, Josh and Max of You, Me at Six, what would be your desert island dick?
What's the worst song that we have to listen to?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a song you hate. It could be a song that you know. If you listen to it over and over again on a desert island, you couldn't bear it.
I can walk 500 miles. That one.
Yeah,
yes. Does that. Is that James or something?
No.
No? Is that?
I can't remember who it is, but it's annoying.
Proclaimers.
Yes.
It's just come to me. A message from God. The voice upstairs. The Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers. That's a very good desert island.
And what's the song called again, Max?
And I could walk 500 miles.
The clue's in the title.
I think you guys should like do a cover of that on your tour.
We do that for the summer festivals.
Yes, that will be very, very enjoyable. Well, we cannot wait to have the album out tomorrow. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on FUBAR Radio. It's been a total pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
You.
Please, can you introduce Night People for us?
No worries. Sure. Go on, Max. Hey, this is You, Me at Six, and this is our song, Night People.
Woo!
Say no more, I'm out the door, day is gone. Lick my wounds and face the tunes, take the call.
5 days done, the notice one. I'm moving on. I puff my chest, come up for air, take a breath. A hell of a week, I couldn't bring myself to sleep. On the move, not with you. Raise a glass of tomorrow's blues. Have a word with my nerve. Drag me off the ledge. I'm in control, invincible. Get my word till the end. It's what you want, it's what you need.
Caribbean trailer.
Wow.
Has been rocked. Johnny Depp is back.
Great.
And he's also got the baddie in Skyfall, Javier
Bardem.
That's the one.
Javier. Like, you're not hearing this. Javier. Yeah, Javier Bardem.
And Johnny Depp has been quoted to say he will continue making pirate films until the kids say stop. So
Johnny, stop, bro.
The kids say stop.
Stop, bro. Let's just do this one. It's out. It's film now. It's there. We love you to bits, Jonathan. But let's hold off on any like 6 and 7.
The dog is dead, guys. The dog is dead.
Every Friday.
Background and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Wish I couldn't taste you. Should've never embraced you. I'm on a one-way street. Ooh, it don't take two. Want you out of my mental. So much potential. Take me out like a rental. Break me down and reassemble.
Break me down and reassemble.
Fell in love with the same town. Try my best to get away from you. Now I'm stuck inside this little dark bar. Working off these little white bars. In the car. Doing 95 like a motherfucker, lights off. Wanna see your face with the lights off.
See your face with the lights off.
I see your face with the lights off. Someone got shot on the TV. But it don't feel like a movie. I think this world's about to leave me. It's only you who can dream me. The same town. I try my best to get away from you.
little dark bar, jerking off this little white bar,
little white bar, little white bar.
In the car, doing 95 like a motherfucker, lights off.
I wanna see your face with the lights off.
Little White Bars, Terra Junior.
Junior.
Terra Junior.
What is that?
Terra Junior. Okay, so, that is an interesting song. Shall I tell you why?
I like how she sings the lights off.
The lights off.
Yeah.
Now, the singer is a mystery singer. Mystery singer.
Really?
Can you guess who the mystery singer is?
Is it Kylie Minogue?
It is Kylie Minogue. No.
Oh.
Basically, no one knows who it is, but the rumour has it. Ooh, rumour has it.
I think they know who it is.
I think, I would guess they do.
Okay.
When I say it, you'll know, you'll probably agree because of the way the person sings that I think it's this person. Everyone thinks it's Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Little white. No, this, I'm going to sing now how I'd imagine Kylie Jenner to sing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Little white bars, little white bars. That sounds very similar to the song.
That could be, maybe you sang it. Not Kylie Jenner.
I can't tell you.
Okay. I thought so.
No, I really think it's Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
And there's a picture which you can see on our Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And it shows a picture of a girl with her back.
Pink hair.
Although, fingers wise, she has quite long fingernails, Kylie Jenner.
I thought Kylie would have some varnish on as well, a bit of polish on her nails.
Yes, which makes me... But when you hear the voice, sounds like her.
That might not actually be her.
Kylie Jenner.
That might not be her. That could just be anybody that stepped in for the photo.
Like Sia gets anybody to just wear her wig.
Yeah, that's
true. Kylie Jenner getting a random bish to wear her wig.
Bish. A bish in.
Bish. Bish is my new favourite word.
Unless Kylie, when, you know what, everyone's going to know it's me, I'm just not going to have a manicure and then I'll paint my nails, so that will throw people off the scent.
Maybe. Also, Kylie Jenner is definitely a lot more tanned.
Mm.
She gets a lot of fake tans, I think. Or real tans. I don't know if they're real. They might
be
real.
She lives in LA.
I'd have to smell her to know.
Well, okay, I'll try and book her. Why would you like her on the show? Because Harriet would like to smell her. I don't know if that's going to work.
Is she available and what does she smell like? In fact, don't tell us because we'd like to find out when she gets here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's food for thought. Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
We're going to play some Ed Sheeran
in a
minute. He's back. He released two singles, Shape of You and Castle on the Hill. We're going to play Shape of You because that's our favourite. And that is the song he wrote with Rihanna in mind, but then changed his mind and took it for himself. Now, I think when you listen to it, it does sound like Rihanna, but it would be totally different song if Rihanna did it. But you can sort of hear in it. I love also Ed Sheeran just like, I was just writing a song with Rihanna in mind.
Just thought,
Rihanna
just
will
like it.
My babe Riri, bad gal Riri will probably like this. And then he took it back for himself.
But I hope you didn't mention it to her because that would be really annoying. I've written a song for you. Have you? Oh, no, sorry, I forgot. It's
It's the most talked about press item of his album, other than the fact that Princess Beatrice nearly slayed him while trying to knight James Blunt.
And also he said that Eminem, when he was in a studio with Kendrick Lamar, made him do a song in the studio because he thought he was so good that he must have a team of ghostwriters. He couldn't just write his own lyrics, Kendrick, so he tested him.
And hold on, who? What?
Eminem.
Ed Sheeran?
No, Ed Sheeran's producer Rick Rubin told Ed that Eminem was so impressed with Kendrick that he thought there's just no way that he writes his own songs. He must have ghostwriters.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought we were talking about Ed. I got really confused.
No, but that
then
came out through Ed, because he's very good with a soundbite, is Ed, isn't he?
He loves it. Also, I love Eminem.
I love Eminem.
Another piece of music news and reviews is that Ludacris is going to be doing a concert in London in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, in March. First time I think he's ever performed in the UK.
Wow.
I'm going.
Are you?
Got tickets.
Oh.
I actually bought them as well.
Bloody hell, you must.
I know,
must
that's
like
a big
him.
Deal. Moving on swiftly, all the artists that have turned down Donald Trump for his inauguration. Now, as we know, Barack Obama had the one and only Beyonce perform at his inauguration, and she did a fabulous job. Now, there's a lot of holes to fill here for Donald, because He needs to have someone to sing the national anthem, someone to just sing something nice, and then another person to do something, like a person to be there, you know. I mean, Barack Obama is loved by Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, Beyonce, and pretty much everyone on earth. And after his goodbye speech last week, I think we'll never move on from how fantastic he is, and also Michelle Obama, who I hope becomes the president at some point in her lifetime. Sure. But I thought I'd give you a little rundown of who has said no so far.
Please do. It's gonna be, we could be here for some time, I think.
Yeah. And who's been asked, which is interesting, a lot of English artists. So Charlotte Church turned him down very spectacularly by tweeting him, at Real Donald Trump, your staff have asked me to sing at your inauguration. A simple internet search would show I think you're a tyrant. Bye. And then a repeated poo emoji.
I like that.
Rebecca Ferguson of X Factor fame was asked to perform. And she said, I'll perform if you let me sing Strange Fruit, which is the song about the black slave trade. And it's a very, very poignant song and a beautiful song that I'm sure she'd sing really well. But of course, big old Donald Trump said no.
Of course he did.
Probably not a fan of that song. Not sure why, but...
No, I can't see any reason why he wouldn't want her to do that song.
No, I can't see any... Moby turned Trump down, but only by saying no, unless you release your tax returns.
Good.
Which I really liked. Celine Dion turned Trump down, obviously, because Celine Dion's not a dick.
No.
She's a fabulous human. Elton John, as if he even asked Elton John, that's just funny. And Ice-T turned him down.
I like the fact he was even asked.
Ice-T, I just got a call to perform at the inauguration. I didn't pick up and block the number. Go on, Ice-T. Andrea Bocelli asked if he could perform but was told no.
They're going to be regretting that one.
Yeah, awkward. Dixie Chicks said no.
Of course.
Eric McCormack, who is Will from Will and Grace, said no.
He was going to sing.
I don't really know.
Okay.
Adam Lambert said no.
Good.
1975 said they would consider it if they were given the cash up front, and then you would just have to watch what happened after that.
Okay.
Basically, what they're saying is they'd probably fuck it up.
Oh, they definitely would. And I would like that if they did that.
This is upsetting. The Beach Boys would consider it.
Yeah, they're considering it, but they're not really the Beach Boys as they were the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson's not really a part of it, so it's not like the best Beach Boys that it could be.
No.
But it's still, it's going to ruin their reputation, well, their name, isn't it, by the Beach Boys.
Well, this is what someone said, something quite funny of, I hope they're paying you loads because it's going to be the last paycheck you ever receive.
Mm.
Now, the only person that's agreed to do it is a girl called Jackie Evancho.
Oh, Jackie, I love her.
Good old Jackie.
I don't know who she is. Sorry.
Oh, Jackie, babe.
Sorry.
She won, she was in America's Got Talent. She's 16.
Did she win?
I don't know.
Did she come number 45?
I really don't even know who she is, but she sounds lovely. And she's only 16. But she has sung for Barack Obama. And basically, I think her vibe is, I'm doing it because I'm doing it to sing for the presidency as opposed to singing for Donald Trump. Babe, you've signed your own death warrant there.
Maybe she doesn't know who Trump is.
She's 16. When I was 16, I made some stupid decisions.
Yeah. Not singing for Trump. Not that level of stupid.
I wasn't asked, though. Maybe if I'd been asked at 16...
That's true.
I wouldn't have, though. If I had done it, I'd have done a Mooney on his face. Not on his face. That's just me sitting on his face. Yeah. That would be horrible.
Please don't do
anyway,
that.
Moving swiftly.
He'd like that, probably.
Moving swiftly on. Solange.
She's obviously... Oh, you say she said. Are we still on the list?
We've left the list.
Sorry.
I don't think he would even joke about asking any of the Beyonce Solange family. The Knowles family.
Then yes.
So Solange has released an extensive interview with her biggest fan, Beyonce, where they talk all about A Seat at the Table. And it's in Interview magazine, and it's amazing. You need to go and read it. It's fantastic. But I wanted to talk about that because, you know, I love her and I love
Solange.
Everything about them. What else have we got to tell you? Obama's speech. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Made me cry.
I do love Obama.
Oh, this is a good one. 12 songs that are turning 10 this year.
Yes.
Umbrella.
That's horrible that's 10 because I remember that.
I know.
Like, just,
Rihanna and Jay-Z, Umbrella. No One, Alicia Keys, you know. No One, No One. That one. Yeah.
Yep.
No One. Beautiful Liar, Beyonce and Shakira.
I hate this list, actually.
Because of You, Neo.
Really?
Neo. Oh, Stronger by Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend. Fucking tune. Do you know that one? I don't like your girlfriend. No. That is thinking new.
That
one.
Was so.
Apologize, Timbaland featuring One Republic. I don't even know what that is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, Gimme More. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
SOS, the Jonas Brothers. I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know. Never mind.
But there's some songs turning 10.
Yeah, congratulations.
Happy birthday.
It's upsetting, but...
It's a bit weird, isn't it? And also, this is an article that's nothing to do with music, but I had to talk about it. People are saying that we should have masturbation breaks at work.
Yeah, I saw that. I've already put a request in here for us all with HR.
And?
Not been accepted yet.
But it's, you know, it's pending.
It's pending.
Well, I think that's a good way to end this week's Music News and Reviews.
Well, just quickly, though, congratulations to Donald Glover for winning all the Golden Globes for Atlanta.
He's amazing.
Then doing an amazing speech about he's found magic again, and then just being all round brilliant, and everybody loved him. And
he's married with a child now.
He's not married, is he? So,
with a child. He has a child with someone.
I can still love him.
Yeah, you can. But
and it won all the awards, and everyone's loving him now.
The Golden Globes was amazing. Meryl Streep, what a woman!
Yes.
Also, I don't know if you saw Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn presented the Best Man Actor.
Yeah, the Best Man Actor.
Definitely the title. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Kristen Stewart and... Kristen Wiig, Kristen Stewart.
And
very
Steve
different.
Carell,
Did a very funny intro. Basically, I think I really want to go to the Golden Globes.
Did you like Tom Hiddleston's speech?
I didn't watch it, and I know what it was about, so I'm glad I didn't watch it.
It's kind of... I feel bad for him because people were tweeting, I see why Taylor dumped him. But he has put a thing out on Facebook saying, you know, I was very nervous. I'm really sorry.
He's really sweet.
It's funny, though.
But he's fucked because Taylor Swift's about to release a new album. So he's literally
fucked.
Oh, dear.
Poor Tom.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Oh, dear.
Good luck to him, though. Good luck to him.
Good luck to Tom.
Godspeed. May love
still have a career after.
Shine through and not make everyone hate you.
Harry Styles got through it. Remember that.
Yeah, I mean...
And Jake Gyllenhaal and all the other people she wrote about.
Yeah, I mean, it should be fine.
Take 5 years, but don't worry.
Right, let's play some music. We're going to play Ed Sheeran now, the one we chose, Shape of You. Remember, while you're listening, think about Rihanna, because that's who this song was meant for.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour, and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby, come on.
come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Shape of You.
That is Ed Sheeran's brand new one. I've got Belly Squad on the line. How's it going, guys?
Yo, what's up,
yes, nice to have you all on the line. So you guys have just dropped the Banana remix, which obviously the Banana original track came out middle of last year, and the video went down very well, shall we say. Over 1.4 million listens on YouTube. And now you've released the remix, which features Abracadabra, Young T, Bugsy, Timbo and Shoki. Tell me a bit about this revamp.
Obviously, it was one of the ones where, like, we got the producer to make the remix beat, and then from there we just followed the artists all come through and they all did their bit, and then obviously made it the remix that it is today.
Did you know when you first released the track that it was going to be as many as 1.4 million views on YouTube? Did you know it was going to kick off that much?
No, I didn't even know it was going to kick off that much, even though it was trending for a moment on SoundCloud, so yeah.
Must be exciting for you guys, though.
Yeah, sick, man. I'm proper happy.
And how's 2017 going for you guys so far? Obviously, it's a new year, new music. How's it feeling for you?
It's very exciting. Definitely going to be a sick year for us. So our EP is coming out as well next month. You can pre-order that as well, the Banana EP.
Ooh, nice.
For February. That's including the original and the remix, and obviously some new songs in there as well. So, yeah.
But yeah, we're just excited to get new music out this year.
Yes. And you're going to be out performing live sometime this year?
We've got our own headline show soon. We've got one tonight as well.
Sick. So you guys are out and about at the moment, going to be playing out your new... Are you going to be playing your new stuff, or are you keeping that locked tight?
We might give a few exclusives.
Yeah. Give us a little something. Just before you go, guys, I play a game called Desert Island Dicks on my show.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I get you guys, I'm sending Belly Squad to a desert island. Don't worry, it hasn't really got that much to do with actual dicks. I send you to a desert island and you have to pick the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck on this desert island listening to forever and ever and ever. And that is your Desert Island Dick. So then Belly Squad, can you let me know what your Desert Island Dick would be?
The worst song that I should be on an island with, probably that Friday song. That song's mad.
Who done that? Who done that?
What the? Yeah, that song's a bit mad as well, but there's another song as well, it's called Last Christmas, I think.
George Michael, Wham.
It's not a bad song, but I've just heard it a lot of times.
Christmas songs tend to do that to you, though, don't they, when you play them over and over again. Well, boys, thank you so much for joining us on the phone. It's lovely to hear from you. Hopefully we can get you in the studio a bit later on in the year when the EP comes out. So Banana EP is coming out next month. Do you want to introduce the Banana remix for us?
Yeah, this is Belly Squad Banana remix featuring Abracadabra, Young T and Bugsy, Timbo and Shoki.
Sick. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Baby girl, switch all the banter. Come round and come take this banana. But the dripping sweat, but me not done. Yes, I better look cool off, take a fan. Take time.
Text
time, I need a breather. Chilling with my lighty from Dominica. There's better gal up in the room in this Ibiza. But she can't back it up like the one from Antigua. Step up in the club, I need a drink, baby. A bit of Hennessy, I'm trying to get wavy. I ain't got time for games, so don't try to play me. Cause your back and your breasts looking real crazy. Your body sweet like Fanta. Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come round and come play this banana. Get your money, baby, we can fly higher now. Go again. My shawty, my sweetie, I love her. She tell me she need me. I step through this door, she don't say a word. My sweetie, she turn off the TV. She freaky, she freaky. Believe me, my shawty, she freaky. I love her, she tease me. Brace going all like that, she keep.
Baby girl, put all the banter. Come round, I come take this banana. But the dripping sweat on me, loud and yes, so I tell her, cool off, take a banter.
For the head and toe. Why she got a man, but she like to lie low. Bankroll, now I'm papi too low. She reverse the dive, then she doodles and toe. I don't have to try and impress. My swag is prolific from toe to my neck. I don't have to earn no respect. She buzz it for free, then I give to my friends.
Baby girl, put all the banter. Come round, I come take this banana. But the difference where I'm in loud and yes, I'm better look cool off, take a fan time.
Sex telling me she feel it in her brain. Chilling with a mate, black team screaming out show. I got a quen quen trying to get low. She got a friend friend and she want a bam bam. So I give her to Rod's a t-show.
Baby girl, put all the banter. Come round, I come take this banana. But the dripping sweat on me loud and yes. I'm gonna tell her, pull off, take a panty.
Squad Banana, the remix. Gruff Salter joins me in the studio of Edgerton Gin. How
Hello.
Are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm looking at this very sexy gin bottle in front of me right now.
It's not bad, is it?
It is really lovely. Now, for everyone at home listening with their ears, not their eyes, the gin is actually pink.
It is.
Talk me through this pink gin, because it's not been... I've never seen it before. I've never seen anyone else has done anything like this before.
Edgerton Pink Gin is the world's first pink gin. And I'll tell you how it came about. What it was is our founder is about 80 years old now, so he's quite an old guy, but he's still quite eccentric. And what he did, he actually pioneered herbal teas in the 80s.
Oh, nice.
So he invented the tea bag, brought it to the UK. This is the sort of guy we're talking about. But what he did, he was always flirting with the idea of adding macerated pomegranate into a gin.
Ooh.
Because, you know, pomegranate is anti-aging, apparently, you know, in the Middle East and Asia as well. So what we thought we'd do is create a pink gin, but not just add a colour. You know, it's cheating, isn't it, really?
It's cheating. You know? It's very sexy.
It is. And I'll tell you a little something about it. I don't know if I've really mentioned it on here, but I think I'll be allowed to. Is we actually add a natural aphrodisiac to this gin as well.
Shut up.
I know. And what it's called Damiana. Now, Damiana is known as the honeymoon herb of Mexico. So we're the only gin in the world that's going to get you going.
Going to make you want to buck.
That's right.
To say it very abruptly.
Very abruptly, yes.
Well, Gruff, tell me a bit about, because you're a very young chap to be heading up such a fantastic...
I didn't notice.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, you're smashing it.
It's doing all right. But I'll tell you what it is. In terms of, you know, I'm 22 years old, as you know.
Oh, I sounded like the Skype opening then.
Yeah. But what it is, that the ingredients are always the same. It's, you know, it's a very stressful stressful position to be in. But you've got to be passionate about it, haven't you? Because what you're doing all the time is you're treading leather, you're knocking doors down, and all you want to do is teach people about, you know, this gin revolution that we got at the moment. Because everyone's got this stigma that gin is like, you know, mother's ruin.
Yeah.
You know, all this old fashioned is going to give you a hangover. But it's so much more than that now. You know, we've got this gin revolution where people were innovating and creating so much. It's so different. It's the most versatile spirit on the market at the moment. And did you know there's 600 different gins available?
So holy shit.
If you wanted to drink a new gin every month, you can do it until you die. Depending on how long you live, of course.
That's a very good fact. I like that. You can drink a new gin every month until you die.
That's right.
But I want to be drinking Edgerton gin because it's just my kind of vibe, especially if it's going to make everyone around me want to have sex with me.
That's right.
I think that's a very good way. It basically, Edgerton gin, pink really does make the boys wink.
It really does. It really does. And I'm not going to be big-headed about it. I've had a few winks from it myself.
Yes!
But our founder, right, is 80 years old.
And he's got... Is he winking?
He's definitely winking. And he says after half a bottle, he can go twice. For an 80-year-old...
Oh, my God.
You couldn't
he's
make
my
it up,
kind
could
of man.
You? This is it. He's got his diamond earring, his long trench coat as well. He's got a little bit of swagger about him. But, you know, adding an aphrodisiac, only a man like him would think of that.
So you touched on just then that we're having a sort of gin revolution right now. Which is it's happening. A lot of people are taking a personal interest. You know, you used to go to a bar and be like, I'll have red wine, I'll have white wine, I'll have gin.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And tonic. Definitely. But now it's like, I'll have... this gin.
But now you've got these gin palaces.
Yeah.
You know, that's got, you know, I went to one bar in Wales, actually, near Snowdonia. They've got 160 gins. Now imagine, how could you even fit 160 gins in a bar? But they do. Because they're so different. Yeah. So you've got this Edgerton pink gin. Obviously, we've got a little aphrodisiac. But what we've done is the aphrodisiac Damiano, it's a flower. So our gin, you know, I know you're going to try it in a minute, but it's a very floral gin. Right, so we've toned down that juniper, and juniper is what gives it that harshness, that bitterness. So we've got just enough juniper. We've got so much floral, you know, cinnamon, coriander, cardamom, bit of black pepper as well.
Yeah? Juniper's what people know about gin, right?
Because this is it, yeah.
It's the thing that everyone says, oh, that's the main, that's how it was sort of started originally, was like juniper was added to vodka, basically.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think gin is just flavoured vodka. But it is so much more than that. What it is gin is, it can be a malt or a grain spirit. And what happens is the predominant flavour always has to be juniper. That's what makes a gin, mm-hmm. that junipery taste. But, I mean, with our gin, Edgerton Pink as well, what we've got is 15 botanicals. Ooh. So out of all the thousands of botanicals you can have in the world, I mean, those are very exotic, you know, especially with a Damiana. Now, these botanicals give it that different dynamic, that different flavour. So you can have a really bitter gin, you can have a harsh gin, you can have a floral gin like ours. You can even have a sweet gin if you add more licorice or more vanilla. Yeah? There's so many different things you can do with a gin. It's so much more than a flavoured vodka because what happens, you distill a gin for a copper pot still or a tower still. So you add this alcohol in and you're chucking in all these intense flavours. It's almost like cooking, you know? And it's so versatile. There's so much you can do with it. It really is amazing. And we spent, well, probably about 8 months, which is a long time if you think about it, if you want to start a business. 8 months. In formulating this recipe.
And it worked.
It did.
The thing I wanted to ask you, right, is you're a gin man.
Yes.
Do you ever drink anything else? And if you do, is it like cheating on your girlfriend? Because
I'll tell you what it is.
You're having a beer and you're like, oh, fuck, I need to get back to the gin.
That's right. I've been asked this question a few times. And gin and I, we have a very open relationship. If you want to put it that way. You know, I'll always go home to gin at the end of a night, but I don't mind having a couple of beers and a shot of vodka every now and then.
Yeah.
But definitely, gin's the one I always go back to.
So tell me a bit about some of the cocktails you can make with Edgerton gin.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's something that we call the Pink 69.
Oh, yes.
But it's more traditionally
known. I'm loving everything about this brand, from top to bottom.
It's more traditionally known as the French 75. So what we do, we get gin and we get Prosecco or champagne. And that's it. You know, gin and tonic is amazing. And what we do as well is, you know, we do something called the Pink Fever, which is gin with Fever Tree elderflower tonic. And we garnish it, we crush some strawberries or some raspberries or even some pomegranate seeds as well. We like to make it as fruity as possible, right? It's great for the summer as well. But with a French 75 or the Pink 69, as we've rebranded it, it certainly does go down well.
I think I can't wait to try a Pink 69.
Well, this is it. You know, some oysters, some strawberries. You know, they're aphrodisiacs in themselves. And you've got open up the champagne. You got the gin as well with the aphrodisiac. I think you're in for a good night, aren't you?
I'm definitely in for a good night.
This is it.
For the rest of my life. So let me talk to you. I've got a little bit of a true or false fact on gin.
Okay. I weren't ready for this.
No, seriously, don't worry, because I've added in some fakes that are... a bit fucking ridiculous.
Right,
so
okay. All right.
You'll hopefully get it. But yeah, true or false, I'm going to list them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to know.
Fine.
Number one, there are more classic cocktails made with gin than any other spirit.
Yep, that's true.
True. It is true, everybody. True. As we've just learnt from the Pink 69. Gin actually originated from sea monsters.
No, I think that one's false. It actually originated in Holland. They have something called Ginebra, right? And it's a spirit, basically, predominantly, it's a malt spirit with juniper. And that's kind of been adopted and turned into gin. And, you know, in the 1700s, one in four structures, one in four buildings in London had a gin still as well. It's such, there's so much history to the gin itself. You know, so it really is a great spirit. And I'm so happy now that we're bringing back gin into the forefront as well.
One in four households, I reckon, has like at least three bottles of gin as
That's right. Well, they used to make it in the bathtub, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
When there was a ban on alcohol, they made gin in the bathtub. This is how addictive it is.
Now we don't need to because we have this.
That's right.
And it looks nice and it tastes nice and it doesn't come out of where you bathe.
No. It does put a few people off, but I think they do clean it first.
I mean, you never know. You never know. Okay. You've actually already answered number three. Holland made the first gin.
Oh, okay. Correct. Sorry
no, that's
about
good.
That.
No, that's how knowledgeable you are that you're answering the questions before you even ask them.
Well, I wouldn't make it up, would I?
Number four, London dry gin is not always made in London.
That's correct. A London dry gin, all it is you can't add anything after distillation. That's one of the rules of a London dry gin. But the predominant flavour in London dry gin has to be, you know, that heavy juniper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a London dry gin is. It's that harsh, that ginny taste that everyone's now grown to love.
I think people just confuse it with, because everyone knows that fact about champagne has to be made in champagne.
Yeah.
And all the way the wines are made, people sort of
Well, this is why Prosecco's
it.
Got so famous, isn't it? Because it's such a vast region to make Prosecco. That's why it's so cheap. I love Prosecco. Bloody
so
love Prosecco.
So do I, babe.
Especially when you mix it with gin.
Yeah, and you've made a cocktail with both my favourite things.
This is
so
it.
You're winning. You're winning for me. Number five, gin can make your armpit hair grow down to your feet if you drink too much of it.
I wondered why it was so long, but I didn't think it was because of that.
I was worried. I was worried.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
I shouldn't wear T-shirts again, should I? Do
you? I plait mine, yeah.
See, I tried to shave it, but I have to shave it every couple of days, otherwise it starts dragging on the floor.
It's very difficult to live with such a gin habit, isn't it?
But I think it is false.
I think it might be. Okay, number six. A martini is gin, originally, but they actually rebranded it.
James Bond ruined it.
Yes.
By adding vodka. You know,
fuck
a martini.
James Bond.
Exactly. It has to be a gin. And why not make it pink?
Exactly. And why not add it to Prosecco and make a 69?
With an aphrodisiac.
If you say gin three times into a mirror, then Ginny Weasley from Harry Potter will come out and kill you.
Oh, okay. I've said it twice. I'm not going to do it again. I don't know the answer to that. I haven't tried it.
I haven't.
And I don't think I want to.
Don't think you should. I was scared
of The Grudge. I watched that 6 years ago and I still can't sleep at night.
Oh,
so I wouldn't
that's why you have the gin.
That's it.
Helps you sleep.
Try and forget it, don't I?
In a super fruity, sexy way. number eight, gin can be used for medicinal purposes.
That's very true. What happened, actually, is in the Navy, in about probably the 1500s or the 1600s, I can't quite remember, but they actually used to drink gin and tonic to help prevent malaria. Because what happened is in tonic, there's something called quinine.
Yeah.
And quinine's derived from something that they call the fever tree, which is obviously why fever tree have got their name as well. But what happens is quinine actually prevents malaria. And they thought, it's a very bitter, it's a very horrible taste. Why not mix it with something? And that's how they actually, you know, gave birth to the gin and tonic.
Wow. You are a fountain of knowledge.
Oh, I do hear that a lot.
I don't like to say it myself. A fountain of gin.
A fountain of gin.
That is also
I'll have a fountain of gin tonight.
I think you should have a fountain of gin in your house.
I think after the show, we need to go back and just drink gin.
I think drinking gin would be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Gin.
Gin. The gin is in.
Gin! Now, this one is the one we just talked about as well. Gin is a flavoured vodka. That is what everyone thinks. But it's not.
Go home, everyone.
Go home! It's not true.
It's not true.
Because no. It's a different...
It offends me.
I can tell.
You see how passionate I'm getting right now?
But that means a lot. I can see the passion.
You can see the passion. Try the gin. You see how much passion we bloody put into it. It tastes lovely.
I know. I can't wait to try the gin. And then number 10 is that Harriet Rose, actually invented gin.
Well, I think you're going to wish you invented gin.
I'm going to wish I invented Edgerton gin.
Well, this is it, but no, you didn't. It was actually Martin Edgerton Gill that invented the gin, but we're just showing it to the world. And the tea bag as well.
That is absurd.
The one you drink.
I'm drinking both. So I'm drinking a tea bag and I'm drinking the gin at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to also play another game with you, which is in the theme of pink. Because when I first found out about the band, it's one of the thing is, I think about, as you say about gins, is it's very important to bring something else. And when you've got however many, did you say, how many gins are there in the world?
There's one new gin every day.
Yeah.
But there's over 600 gins on the market at the moment. And that's not including the ones that, that maybe have gone out of business last year and the year before. There's been thousands of gins, literally. But we're happy to be the world's first ever pink gin.
I mean, how can you actually get a world's first in a world of so many other of the same product and make it so different? That's the question.
It's all about innovation, isn't it? You've got to be different. Why would you go... Einstein said, didn't he, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Why on earth would we just stick with the normal? You know, why not add the aphrodisiac, add the pomegranate as well after this? It's amazing. It really is. And once you try it as well, you're going to love it, Harry, honestly.
I know I am. Now, we're going to play a pink-themed game.
Mm.
Now, you know the singer, Pink?
Might have heard of her.
So we thought we could play a game where you and I listen to Pink songs.
Oh.
And we try and guess what the
I've
Pink song is.
I've always had a little crush on Pink. I'm not going to lie
to you. Am I right, though?
Honestly.
Honestly, same.
Have you
no,
as
same.
Well? Really?
Always.
All right, okay.
Always.
That's good.
She gave off that vibe of, like, ambisexual. She just was like, I'm cool and I
this
sing
is it.
Songs.
She just didn't give a fuck, did she?
No,
really?
No fucks were given by Pink.
Nothing.
She's cool, man. I'm going to say now, though, I'm probably not going to remember any of the names of her songs, so you're probably going to win this game.
I'm terrible with songs and I'm terrible with lyrics, so I'll make them up as I go along, so I'll probably lose.
Okay. I don't think you will.
Well, it's time to think pink.
This Ooh! Is it. Ooh, that was a good one. I like that.
Thank you.
Let the pink begin.
Yes, there's three clips here. I'd like to know from both of you what you think the songs are. Let's start.
I'm thinking pink right now.
Can I use Google?
No.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm going to
Pardon.
What song is that?
Na, 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 na. I need to just sing it to myself in the corner.
Anyone can jump in. I guess.
I really don't know.
Think.
I'm terrible with song names.
Just let's sing it together. I'm not gonna burn it.
I can play it again.
Yeah, play it again.
Okay. I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went.
So I'm gonna drink my money. I'm not gonna pay his rent. Okay, I know that in the video, she parodies Paris Hilton in the video.
That's
and
a
then
long
she's
title.
In front of a...
It's not what the song called there, is it?
Can you give us a clue?
When you tell me something, often I say this back to you.
Fuck off.
I do say that. The second thing that I say to you, I'm like...
Okay,
whatever.
Cool.
Kind of along that lines, like, why are you telling me this? It's like two words. One big... It's so what?
So what?
Oh, no, I knew that one
this?
As well.
Okay. Gruff, that was on you, man.
No points for you there, but it's all to play for.
I'm going to kiss the gin bottle.
For good
for
luck.
For luck.
For
yeah.
luck.
Okay, well, here's number two.
I can't stay on your life support. Family portrait. Show the gin a switch. I can't stay on your morphine because it's making me itch. I'm trying to go to work again,
but
I need
not
a little
the song.
Bitch.
This is so unfair.
Oh, come on.
Wait,
think
so
pink,
I can
think
run
pink.
As fast as I can.
No, it's
to
not
To the middle
that.
Of nowhere. To the middle of my mouth. And it feels
it's something
like
even in the title you would put in your mouth and you would
swallow pill.
It.
Take pill. A pill.
No,
take
it's not called take
dirty
a pill.
Dirty pill.
It's not called dirty pill. What's a dirty pill?
Pill.
No. Like that is sort of like, that could be a pill, but it may not be a pill, but it could be.
Different pill.
No.
A placebo?
Ibuprofen.
It looks like a pill, but it's not a pill. But it is sort of... I'm literally saying words from the title now. For three of them being like a pill.
It's not a pill. Like a pill. It's like a pill.
Just like a
just
pill.
Just like a pill.
Just like a pill.
Listen,
so,
Gruff. I'm winning at the moment. Just
I mean,
say
like I feel like I've let myself down. I've let you down. And I've let everyone else down.
And Pink down.
And Pink down.
Okay, well, you need to think pink for this one. Okay, so the last
kissing
one.
Kissing it twice now.
Kiss the this bottle twice. Here's number three. Yeah, we work it out.
You were waiting for that one. That's the only one you knew,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That was
I feel that it was slightly unfair because you didn't kiss the bottle, so she had the luck.
She did have the luck.
So that was a bit...
And the aphrodisiac. I've got to stay away.
But yeah. I kind of like that game because Pink's great. As you've just realised, everyone loves Pink.
Yeah.
And we all love Pink.
Well, I don't want to plug, but I do have to tell you, if you do want to try it, go to 31dover.com. And you can even pick yourself up a little miniature bottle. It's only about £4.
And it's just, I think we should open it up and try it right now.
I think you should.
Yeah. Should we put a song on?
Gin
and
shots?
Then, or maybe should we put a little song on?
Yeah, we'll put a song
and
on.
And then we'll get some gin out. We'll all have a little try of the gin.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a little bit more of a chat after
Sounds
this track.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm talking about sweet effing love. I'm talking about sweet effing love. I'm talking about sweet effing love. You give me that sweet effing love.
Gruff, the director of Edgerton Gin, and
Hello.
We are just cracked open Think Pink, guys, because we're thinking pink in the studio, the pink gin.
Edgerton pink gin.
The world's first pink gin.
This is it.
I'm ready to try it. Should we get it on? Sorry, Nat, I'm going to pass you some. Here's the bottle. Right, cheers. You've got to do a cheers now. Here's two.
Let the pink begin.
Oh,
this is it.
Oh, I like that. Oh my God, so we're drinking gin straight in the studio. Mm. That is the nicest tasting spirit I've ever had on its own without anything.
And it's 43% as well, you wouldn't know it.
Holy shit. I'm just going to fall
it's
off my
better stool. And better.
You're wobbling
that
already.
That is absolutely, like still now, the flavours are like powing around my mouth.
If you think there's 15 botanicals, so if you focus, if I was to show you all the botanicals and you would look at each one, you'd be able to identify it and you wouldn't know obviously off the bat. But you've got the cinnamon there as well, the sweet orange peel, the Damiana
the
as well. That is it, and the aphrodisiac.
It's got sex in it, guys.
You're winking a lot more.
There's a lot of the eye contact has gone up lately, actually.
Yeah, I feel sexual now.
This is it.
We're coming. bisexual.
Quite warm in here now.
It is. I'm warm.
Hot flush.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Ooh.
Which is kind of, you know, pink flush, yeah. Hot flush. So now we're drinking it and we're tasting it and we're sort of feeling the botanicals. What would you say to someone who's a gin person or not a gin person and they want to try your gin? What would make them really want to go out and buy this gin?
Well, I wouldn't want to mention any other brands, but it rhymes with Fulden's. If you was to drink Fulden's, right, and then drink our gin afterwards, it would just be in another world.
You can't drink Fulden's without a mixer, put
this
it that
is
way.
It, definitely. And I'll tell you what it is, I really don't like this, because if someone drinks Fulden's, they're put off gin for life. And it's our job then to show them that, look, this isn't really what gin's about, you know? Our gin, Edgerton Pink Gin's floral, you know, you got that nice, that sweetness as well. The juniper's toned down so it's not as harsh, but it's such a great and easy, dangerously easy actually, to drink as well. So what do you think of it?
I think it's very floral. Mm. It also doesn't hurt my mouth. You know, like when you drink spirits, like when I was like 18 legally allowed to drink.
Well,
I would try certain spirits that would make my mouth want to fall off.
Yes.
Whereas
that's usually the way. You know, the £5 bottle down the road sort
of
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The thing that was called like Schmodka.
Yes.
But this is absolutely beautiful. Before we go, we play a little game called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Now, Gruff, I'm sending you to a desert island.
Yes.
With a bottle of Edgerton gin, because I'm nice. But you have to choose the shittest song you could imagine being stuck on this desert island with.
Ooh, the shittest song.
Yeah, awful song.
On repeat.
It'd probably be, what's that song from Bridget Jones, All By Myself?
Oh, yeah, that's
that'd be the worst one when you're on your own in a desert island.
Gruff, that's a very good choice.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to hear it, though.
But you've got the gin. You've got the gin, so that's fine. And you're going to pick you're picking this week's last request.
I'm going to, I think we're going to go with Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
That is a banger, not a ballad. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Thank you for the gin.
All right, cheers.
And thank you for the aphrodisiac.
Thank you so much. All right,
we'll catch you
later.
You next week on Full Bar Radio.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault.